The vegetation was already very diverse in the Carboniferous period. The huge-scaled lycopod trees, horsetails, and ferns formed big marshes. Many winged insects, such as griffinflies and cockroaches, were the first animals that took to flight. Most of the insects were the same size as the ones we are familiar with, but some grew to gigantic proportions. This had to do with the atmospheric conditions and the fact that insects breathe through a network of air-filled tubes that deliver oxygen directly to the cells. These tracheal tubes take up a lot of space. 300 million years ago, there was about 10% more oxygen in the air than nowadays, meaning that the respiratory systems of the insects could be smaller and still deliver enough oxygen to meet their demands, allowing the creatures to grow much larger. One of these gigantic insects was Meganeura monista, which you can see flying in our Carboniferous forest. It was the biggest known griffinfly species, with a wingspan that could grow over 75 centimeters. The griffinflies were related to the present-day dragonflies. In addition to giant griffinflies, one encountered huge cockroaches, which you can see scurrying on the forest floor. The Carboniferous period is sometimes referred to as the heyday of the cockroaches. Over 600 species are known from that time. The climate became drier at the end of the Carboniferous period. The vast wetlands disappeared, and along with them also the lycopod trees and horsetails. Over millions of years, plant material from the Carboniferous period compressed into coal, which is mined for energy production.